2,611 on the number one podcast on Apple Podcasts and Job Search. You are listening to or watching NoBS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Welcome to Monday. Yeah, Monday. And today, well, the reality is with the economy slowing down, and judging what I keep seeing on LinkedIn, more and more people getting laid off, firms think they have choices. Now, they're still doing some hiring, but they think they have choices. And thus, the strange questions start to come out, the weird ones. And this came from a CNBC article I saw. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you're not hit with any of these. And we'll be back in just one moment. During times where there are job cuts, the job descriptions become longer. The requirements become even more in-depth. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. People hire me for no BS coaching and career advice globally. That can relate to your job search with hiring more effectively, managing and leading better, you in the life cycle of your career. For those of you who are interviewing, one of the things that starts to happen beyond simply the list of requirements that starts to show up getting infinitely long, you start to get oddball interview questions that will just throw you off balance. Let me give you an example. In the typical interview, you're going to be asked things like, tell me about yourself, right? And you're still going to be asked that. But you're going to be asked a different type of question that's going to require that you open up a little bit differently. So CNBC happened to share a number of questions. So I thought they were good and a good preparation for you. Because frankly, I'll use the example of the first one. There's no right answer. If anything, honesty is the right answer here. So the first question is, between chaos and clarity, where do you thrive? And the specific language that they might use is, on a scale of 0 to 100, with 0 being absolute chaos and 100 being clarity, where do you thrive? I personally would modify that slightly and say, and you can't give an answer between 40 and 60, because I want to know which end of the scale they're really on. And it's too easy for people to go, I'm a 50, I can handle both. And we know that that's not completely true. We want to know what their preferences are. Yes, you can adapt, but you want to know where their real thinking is. Walk me through your career's most difficult time so far. Great question, because you can talk about some of the difficulties that you've run into. And in doing so, you can focus on your resilience, and you can focus on your learning from this process. It can involve a mistake that you made and the fact that, you know, frankly, you know, you missed something along the way and what you learned from that. Another question is, tell me about a time you advocated for diversity. In many organizations these days, especially when firms are hiring management level candidates and above, it's important to demonstrate your advocacy for a diverse workforce and not having a homogeneous culture. It's not enough to simply say, I hire the best person available. They want to make sure that you take into consideration having a diverse culture. And that doesn't simply mean we hire from Harvard and Columbia, for those of you who watch Suits as an example. Fourth question, what's the kindest thing you've done in the last 2 weeks? It's a fun question because it's different and it catches people off guard. So you want to pause for a second and just remember, you know, there's a theater to interviewing. It's a performance art. And you want to go, wow, what a great question. Give me a moment. Earlier this week, there was something I did for someone in my office. Or if you're not working, you talk about something that you might have done at home, where you were just generous with someone, you made time for someone. Whatever it is, they want to hear something about decency on your part. And again, when times are tough, these kind of questions show up more often. When times are good, for job hunters, and for the economy in general, they don't show up as regularly because people have too much to do. And here, with an abundant pool of talent, they're trying to find someone who can look a little differently. So I hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's a ton on the blog that can help you. Plus, you can schedule time for a free discovery call, a coaching session. Find out about my video courses, books, and guides. There's just a lot there to help. Also, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. Have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.